Welcome to Beers, Bourbon, and Banter, where sometimes we have beer.
Sometimes we have bourbon.
But we always have banter.
Always doing the banter.
Yeah. I'm Rich Pisano.
And I'm Rob Arlia.
I'm Sal Pisano.
So today, we are doing a change of pace. We got some bourbon going.
Yes, which is not much of a change of pace. Sometimes we have it.
Yes, sometimes we have. This is the first episode where we're actually having bourbon.
Last couple of weeks, we went heavy on the Treehouse beer, and actually earlier tonight, we had some of the Julius, which is spectacular. Mm-hmm. But why don't we...
There's a doppelganger in there.
I think this is the first time we've had bourbon during the episode.
It is. Rob, why don't you tell them a little bit about what we're drinking tonight here?
Yeah, so I got a Michter's Sour Mash. It's their US 1 series. It's a small batch. Very interesting. It's one of my favorites from Michter's. For a while, I was just drinking the regular US 1, the American whiskey version, which is solid. It's a solid bourbon for sure. But what's interesting about the Sour Mash, what I like about it, is they actually use the leftovers from the previous batch of the bourbon.
It's very green. That's very economical.
Isn't it?
I like that.
It's very sustainable. But by doing that, it gives it the flavors from the previous. So it's almost like making a sourdough bread. They use the same concept behind it. That's where they got the idea.
Is there a mother?
Yeah, it's like a mother.
Wow, okay.
So they keep taking from the previous to previous, and you're getting the complex flavors from all the past.
Oh, mama.
Other distillers that they've done, whatever you call it.
Distillations.
But what's interesting is, so on the website it says it has a warm toasted burnt sugar notes with spice, sweet smoked fruit, cherries, and honeyed vanilla.
Ooh.
And it's remarkably elegant.
Mm.
I would definitely say I taste a lot of the smoky fruit. It's definitely sweet. I don't know if I taste the burnt sugar. That's the only thing I was kind of in question about. But it's an 86 proof bourbon which equals about 43% alcohol.
For those of you who don't know, you just divide the proof by two to get the alcohol content.
That's true. Exactly true.
Handy tip.
And multiply that by how many glasses you've had to find your BAC.
That's how many beers you've had. Drinks, rather.
So they stopped production of the Sour Mash back in 89. And they actually stopped production and they reintroduced it in 2012.
You're kidding.
Yeah. So they've been doing it since 2012. And
I honestly can't find that anywhere. I've looked. I mean, the bottle you're drinking from tonight, I've probably helped with at least 3/4 of it.
There's it's getting low there.
And I'll say, I mean, all I taste is the burnt sugar, which is weird that you don't taste any of it.
Really?
No. But it's a complete lie.
Sal and I are drinking something else, and Sal, why don't you tell us about this particular Woodford Reserve, which
is wonderful bourbon.
So
this is actually from their Master's Collection, and it's a batch proof. It falls under a subcategory of their Mattress Collection. It's a fantastic Tempur-Pedic.
Put you right to sleep if you drink enough of it.
Once upon a mattress.
It's a
I like that.
It's
the
a
mattress.
Subcategory of their Master's Selection or Master's Collection. And it's called batch proof. I'm almost getting it. And it's actually anywhere from 121 to whatever, 126 proof or whatever. And this one's actually 125.5 or something proof. It's the first one of 2018.
I thought it was 125.8.
125.8. Yeah, that sounds about right.
You're in the vicinity there.
Really, honestly, I don't know if something's wrong with me or if it's the beer I had first, but I'm tasting, it is very sweet, and I'm tasting a very upfront cherry flavor to it. The way it's described on their website is, it begins with toasted oak, sweet vanilla, caramel, smoke, and coconut all together. I definitely taste some coconut, but really there's some cherry in there as well.
I definitely taste the cherry.
Dry on the palate, not too astringent, leather and bitter flavors join the aromatic notes. Lengthy, warm finish with a medium full body. Despite the proof, water or ice is not needed. And that's actually true. Despite the fact that it's such a high proof, it's actually very smooth. Surprisingly smooth for the proof
that
it is.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely surprisingly smooth.
It goes down pretty easy. I added a little bit of water myself, but not very much.
Yeah, I added a couple drops of water as well. But again, to me, it's not even in the description. I'm tasting cherry with it.
Yep. It's not in the description?
It's not. There's nothing there.
So when you said that, I was thinking that every year they come out with a Master's Collection for Woodford. Once a year, they usually do. This year, this is the first time I've seen them do two different ones.
Well, this is a subcategory, so the batch proof typically will come out as well.
It does. Okay, because I've never seen it before.
I may have made that up.
Oh, but no, that's fair.
I think it does.
Well, what I think is interesting about that, research. If you taste the cherry notes on that, I wonder if it's actually the cherry cast that they did in November when they released the cherry one. And they, instead of, you know, just releasing that, they kept some to do
it's
the batch.
It's like throwing darts in the dark there. I don't... It could be.
I'm just saying, I wonder.
That could be why.
I'm curious.
But that's not, again, it's not in the description, so I would think they would want to...
Yeah, they would rate that.
They would want to say that. Yeah. Hey, we use some of our master's collection
cherry. Coconut, I'm not tasting. No, they can't. A bourbon cannot use cherry wood.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I learned something tonight. Do you know why?
I don't know. Oh, do I know why? Because in order for it to be a bourbon, it has to be in American white oak.
Oh.
Charred American white oak. So okay. They have to do it. So they finished the other master's collection, the cherry finished one, is actually finished in cherry casks.
Okay.
So it just gets that flavor. So, but the actual 2 years that it was sitting in the barrels were in American charred white oak.
Wow. Yep. All right. Wow. Charred white oak. Yep. We learned something about bourbon tonight.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
It definitely has the aroma of... Oh, what's that? Cherry. Yep. It has aroma.
I heard that as well. Are you hearing that?
Yeah, it's I believe it's Rob Arlia's shit that pisses him off.
All right, so today's shit that pisses me off. I'm not a big fucking McDonald's fan, right? I don't go there.
You are big.
Barely ever. Okay, I am big, and that's why I'm trying to stay away from it. But here's something that really fucking pisses me off. When you go to a McDonald's and you get a double cheeseburger, you're in the mood for a fucking double cheeseburger, you're all excited. And I have to say, personally, I think McDonald's has the best pickles. And you get the double cheeseburger, and the whole fucking thing about McDonald's is their process from start to finish to streamline their process is supposed to be the burger, the buns, the way it's cooked, the cheese, this, that, and everything to make everything very quick. It was the first fast food idealed restaurant, whatever you want to fucking call it. And you get there and you order a double cheeseburger instead of having three pickles on it.
What's it have?
One.
One,
two pickles,
and you just mean like a little slice, like
fucking
a little
circular. I grabbed my burger, opened it up. I'm like, ready for these fucking pickles because I actually take them off and eat them.
He was ready for the pickle, folks.
I eat pickles. That's interesting.
Fucking pissed. I was so ripping pissed. I screamed in my car that I was upset that they did not put enough fucking
pickles
on the fucking burger.
You won't eat the pickles with the burger.
So Ronald McDonald, if you're out there and you're listening, get down to the fucking shops local to me and fucking teach them how to put the pickles on the fucking burgers.
They could learn from Chick-fil-A with that.
Or SpongeBob.
Yeah.
All right, so we got some interesting topics. This week was a little crazy in the news. There's a lot of things happening just like every other fucking week. And that's actually kind of what we're talking about.
Oh boy.
I want to bring up some interesting things this week that have happened and transpired. And it's going to be a little bit different than what we've been doing slightly. In the sense that I have found that the left side of the aisle has a double standard that is unbelievable.
No.
I want to explore with you two.
Okay.
I want to get your opinion. I want to hear what you guys have to say about
this. Yeah.
Do you also think that the right has a double standard as well? And if it does, let's talk about that. But I really have, I've continually seen, as we know, if you've been following the news at all, the Roseanne show got canceled because of a racist tweet that she put out. Samantha Bee posted something.
Wasn't a good, neither one was good. And she didn't post. Actually, Samantha Bee said that on her show.
Yeah, she said it on the show. She said it on her show about.
She also posted.
Roseanne is literally a mentally ill person who tweeted something on Ambien.
And not at all.
Didn't realize
that. I
don't
want to go down that path.
She's not at all considered on the right. I don't know that anybody considers her to be right.
Well, no, but she's not a leftist. I don't think Roseanne is a leftist, but no, she's certainly not a conservative.
Occupy Wall Street.
The double standard here. So Roseanne got canceled for saying something that she said. And on the other side, Samantha Bee, who's very leftist, she says that Ivanka's a cunt, right? And everyone's saying...
A feckless cunt.
Hmm. And everyone's saying, that's a double standard. You shouldn't be doing that. Cancel her show.
Hmm.
Now, do we want to talk about, should any of this be fucking happening? But it is happening. So what I actually really want to talk about is why is there that double standard? Why is it okay to have that double standard? And why is it so accepting? And things aren't happening on the left when they're doing these things.
One of the things you proposed was whether or not there is a perceived double standard on the other side. Now,
Here's
one interesting thing that I think is interesting because it's interesting. Is that,
is that why it's interesting?
All right. I don't remember.
I think there's a double standard. I'll let you remember that. I think there's a double standard on both sides. It's more prominent on the left. I think in this particular case, you have an example where Samantha Bee called Ivanka Trump a feckless cunt, which that's not a cool thing to do, especially when it was in reference to her posting a picture of her and her kid.
Right. Yeah, I saw that.
Yes. And Roseanne tweeted that Valerie Jarrett was a mix between the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes, which I initially thought, and, you know, I'm going to be the only person who says this. I was like, oh, that's kind of funny, you know, because she has the hair thing going. I didn't realize she was black, but she's black. I get it. You can't call a black person an ape. So that's where...
Well, this is where I want to talk about a little bit of that, because
that's really worse than calling somebody... Ape. Well, no, I don't think she meant... She didn't realize... I honestly believe Roseanne, who's a crazy person, that she didn't realize Valerie Jarrett was black.
Right, which she's been saying now that she hasn't seen that, but she hasn't believed that or thought that. But she didn't actually say that she was an ape. She just said she was like the Planet of the Apes. She looked like the Planet of the Apes. So she didn't say she's an ape. Which, I mean, I guess it could be construed that, you know,
it's a historically racist term for black folks. You can't say that.
But the lefts were calling Ben Carson porch monkey.
Yeah, well, yeah, they were calling him a coon and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, they called him a coon. Yeah, which is unfortunate.
With no ramifications whatsoever. Well, and these are like...
He's on the right, so they don't think
celebrities and well-known people.
Well, that's the other thing, and that's the point I was going to make about the left side of the aisle, is that it doesn't matter what your actual political leanings are, if you're even perceived as right-leaning in any sense, you're pretty much off their ballot.
Another thing about this whole thing is... You take somebody like Roseanne, who's even perceived as being a little bit on the right, as what you're saying, and they just link her to President Trump. So, like, all the CNN stories were blaming President Trump for what Roseanne said. You know, somebody on the left says something like, if Obama was still president... And, you know, Samantha Bee was calling somebody a feckless cunt. Nobody's saying, oh, well, this is because of Obama. Oh, but with Roseanne, it's, oh, yeah, this is because of President Trump that Roseanne is saying that. As if Trump somehow has control over what Roseanne, who herself says she's mentally ill. I'm not saying that to be a dick, you know.
I thought she was mentally ill for...
She is. She said that.
For a long time.
And she said, you know, she said that she's mentally ill, and she said something that
was excuse,
stupid.
That doesn't excuse somebody...
But this is not Trump's fault that Roseanne is saying that, and it's not Obama's fault that, you know, Samantha Bee is saying what she said. And a point that I made this week, and I think we put that up on one of the things we tweeted. Okay, you know what I want to see? Is I want to see a comedian come out and call Malia Obama a feckless cunt, who is of age, by the way. That's Obama's oldest daughter. Call her a feckless cunt for not going and wearing a tight dress that's low cut and going and talking to her father about how he needs to save these babies who are being murdered via abortion. That was the even worse part of that tweet, was that it was insinuating that Donald Trump wants to fuck his daughter. That's fucked up.
I remember that too.
But again, I don't think, and here's my opinion on this, I don't think either show should have been canceled. You could say your shit. Well,
Samantha's show didn't get canceled.
I know. I mean, I don't think either one should have.
Oh, I agree.
To be fair, his daughter is pretty hot.
Yes, but, you know, you're not going to bone your own daughter. But yes, Ivanka's a beautiful woman.
Well, there's a lot of, a lot of people that disagree with you.
Well, I could bone his daughter, but, you know, she's married. If she was not married...
I might disagree with you on that. You shouldn't bone your daughter. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who will disagree with you on that.
It's not a very conservative principle.
We could have a debate on incest one day, and I'll just sit out of that one.
That's not a very right-leaning principle there. Yeah. It's going to be hard to defend.
Yeah.
But I think it's absolutely... It's just the double standards on the right. There's whining on both sides. So when something like this occurs and it's in the media and it blasts through into your living room or through your radio or in a podcast 3.5 weeks later after it's irrelevant, the right tends to latch onto these situations and say, no, nothing is ever done for these things and nobody ever says anything. And there's a whole chorus of the right side of the media that just all sings the same song. Nothing's ever done. Nobody says anything. And I'm talking like 5 or 6 stations that say this, with like a series of radio hosts and TV hosts that all say the same thing. Nobody says anything. Nobody brings this to light. Nobody does this, as they're bringing it to light along with the rest of the choir. And to me, that's kind of on the right. It's a little fucking narrow-minded and ridiculous. And it's really a talking point that it doesn't mean much to me anymore. Because every time something like this happens, they all join the choir of nobody says anything. But you're all fucking saying something.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yep.
It doesn't count when you say it.
It's like, whenever Trump does anything, they're like, this is beyond the pale. This is like nothing that's ever been done before. And it's like,
well, you know, now you're talking about the left. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That says those sort of things. And on the right, I think they cling to this idea, this narrative that nothing ever happens when somebody says something or nobody talks about it. No. Here's the thing. People do talk about it. People definitely talk about it. It's known what she said, but I will say that there is definitely a little bit of a double standard there and there's some validity to bringing up the point that, people talk about it. It's known. It's talked about in the news at nausea, right? It's definitely brought up, but as far as the consequences go, I will say on the left that it seems like there's not really consequences for things that are
said. That's kind of been what's happening. Yeah. And just a break from this just for a second, because I wanted to mention this too, and I probably should have talked about this in the beginning, but something like a little bit of a follow-up from the first podcast that we did, Shut Your Mouth or Shut Up. The Supreme Court ruled on the Colorado Baker today in the same-sex wedding cake debacle.
That happened today.
Today. They ruled on that today.
And the Colorado Baker, walked away clean. Like, no ramification for it.
You're kidding.
Yeah, they turned the position.
7-2, in fact. 7-2. Wasn't
what
even
do you,
a
what
5-4.
Do you mean no ramification?
Narrowly 7-2.
Didn't he close his business?
I saw those articles. I was reading it the same way you did. I saw narrowly in the headline, and I read the article and said 7-2. I said, fuck, that's not narrow. You bring in Yankee game 7-2, you're not even bringing in the closer. You're putting your third-rate relievers. By narrowly, they meant, as you read on in the article, that they only ruled on certain aspects of it. So it wasn't like, there were certain things they didn't comment on, but I still think it was the right decision.
I definitely agree. 100%.
Yes. I mean, you've seen prominent conservative personalities who've actually done undercover work with this sort of thing, go into other bakeries of various religions or various leanings.
I mean, the Muslim bakeries.
The Muslim bakery is one that comes to mind.
Did you both watch the same thing I watched?
I'm talking about the one with Steven Crowder where he goes into
I did watch that. Then yes, I did. Yeah. I remember that from that.
And
great.
This happens across America every day and there's no ramification for it. So the fact that this individual was targeted for denying service for a particular reason.
These motherfuckers went out of their way to go to this particular bakery, it took them longer to get there and everything, just so they could pull this bullshit. That is garbage. So now they're going to be forced to go to a bakery in their hometown or something instead of driving for 3 hours to go to a bakery where, somebody has a religious conviction and doesn't want to bake it. You know what? If you were gay, Sal? I'm assuming you're straight. But if you were gay and I was a baker, as your brother, I'd bake you the damn cake. And I'm a Christian, but that's me. There's Christians who I respect, and they just wouldn't.
Yeah, I'd bake a cake for anyone if they handed me money. I don't care.
Absolutely.
Yeah, literally,
you said that in
that literally don't
really
care
has
who
a conviction.
It was.
If somebody wanted me to paint the swastika on the cake, though, I probably wouldn't. I would draw the line there. I'd be like, I'm not going to put a swastika on this cake.
I agree. If Sal was gay, I'd put it in the oven. I'd put it in the oven. Mm.
Yeah, stick it in that oven.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even if I was...
Literally anyone. Give me money. I'll bake you a cake.
If you were gay and you want a loaf of bread, I'd put a whole loaf in the oven.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Are you making a sexual reference to...
I think it's a gay euphemism that I don't know about yet.
Well, on the back of this...
Now we get where that one's
back
going.
On the back of this, Kathy Griffin...
I'll stand behind you.
Kathy Griffin. Also, it's been a year since she posted a picture of her beheading Trump.
People are still fucking listening to her?
Oh, yeah. She has a shit ton of followers.
If you take Andy Dick and E.T., you get Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, I think I heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
Where was that?
I'm sure that's going to be somehow found out racist somehow, that comment.
Well, she's Irish, right?
She's white, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, well, you never know these days.
If she's like black or something, I don't know. I'm fucked. But
it's been a year since that picture came out, and she posted moments or whatever, like big stories, precious moments on Twitter, saying like how her life like got turned upside down, how hard of a struggle it is.
Wah, wah.
I feel so bad for this terrible comedian.
And yeah. I mean, she didn't say all I did. She said,
she did say all I did was stand in front of a camera with ketchup and a mask.
With a mask with ketchup on it. If somebody did that with Obama's head,
could you imagine?
That it would be racist. It's a lynching. It's a absolutely. It's a double standard. Is what
I agree. This is the double standard. This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. This is all encompassing. Mm-hmm. Encompassing eclipse. So that whole bit is happening, and she's saying that Trump should not have used his power to go after her after she posted a picture of his headless self.
What did Trump really do to her after that?
Well, I mean, he called it out. He said that this is bullshit. He didn't say that, but you know what I mean.
Trumpian stuff. It's like,
He trumped her.
Trump card.
Yeah. He pulled the Trump card. And she's saying that that's an abuse of power. That he's using an abuse of power.
Oh, yeah. You're just supposed to shut your mouth when somebody holds up a severed head of yours. Well, whether it's a mask.
I mean, I will make a point to that, saying, realistically, the media on both sides was relatively complicit about this. Trump was the first one, I think, to call her out on how deplorable it was what she did.
Really? He was the first one? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a year and a half ago, but he definitely was the most... He was the most vocal about saying, you know, this is something that my kid watched and had an issue. He thought I was dead.
Yeah, poor Baron Trump seeing the picture of that. It's like,
I mean, exactly. It's absolutely unreasonable. Again, it's freedom of speech. Do whatever the fuck you want. But
is it freedom of speech?
To expect...
Is that speech?
It is.
It is speech, absolutely. But to expect there to be no ramifications for it. If you're going to say something, you got to stand behind it. And if she's that weak... I mean, realistically, she's just showing her weakness by stand behind it. Say, you fucking damn right I held up his fucking severed head because I want him dead. Because that's the message you're sending. Right, you're not saying to kill him. You're just saying, I wish that this was the case. I wish that I had his head in my hand dead. Stand behind it or don't say it in the first place.
Right.
And the real reality is nobody in America would have done that to Obama, you know, when he was in office.
You couldn't. You could not do that.
Secret Service would be on.
Okay, but not only because of the backlash that would come from it, but nobody fucking really feels that way about something like that.
Off the charts.
It's like off the charts.
I disagree
insane.
With Obama, but I wouldn't mind having a
and
beer
I'm
with
sorry him. That it hurt your life, but it's something that you chose to fucking do.
Right, and what I think is interesting, it's a ramification of what you've done, which is a lot of these things that we're talking about. Like, she believes that Roseanne should have got kicked off. She's defending Samantha Bee.
Some of her defenses are great. You fucking defended her.
Kathy
Fantastic.
Griffin is
Guess what, Kathy?
Mentally ill as well.
You know what you get for that? You get a checkbox off on your name, and you get invited to the next fucking cocktail party where you can pour a nice fucking little martini and sit back where Kathy Griffin, everybody fucking pats each other around on the back, and everybody gets to drink their fucking little cocktails because you stood online. You stood up to the horrible fucking right wing by saying, oh, Samantha Bee doesn't deserve any of this. Fuck off. Stand behind what the fuck you say. And deal with the consequences of it. And some of those consequences are, you know what? Maybe Samantha Bee's a fucking feckless cunt. Maybe that's the fucking ramification for that one.
She is. She supports abortion. She is the feckless cunt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that a fucking issue now? I'm sure Samantha Bee will fucking...
Yeah. Well, you know, at least Roseanne can make me laugh sometimes. Kathy Griffin, I don't think I've ever laughed at a thing she said.
No, I think she's got some... She's not funny. I think she's got some wit to her.
No, I disagree.
She's got some wit to her.
Mm. I don't care about the validity of being comics or whatever, or being funny. I don't give a shit. What I care about, to me, is you're saying this to Trump, and here's the opposing view. Let's say she posted that picture last year, and Trump said something about it, and everyone just told Trump that he's a cunt, like his daughter, and went after him, and were like, oh, that's bullshit, like, get over yourself, yada, yada, and her career skyrocketed after that. Do you think that she would fucking be saying any of this? Do you think she would care? It would have made her career. Let's say if it went the other way and it made her career. The only reason she's fucking complaining about it is because it hurt her career. Why? Because a lot of people don't fucking like her anymore.
It's on the downswing anyway.
Right. And that's, you know, that's the thing. And I
mean,
see
maybe if she
this.
Actually did the show full frontal, fully
Samantha
naked.
Samantha Bee? Are we talking about Samantha Bee or
Kathy Griffin? Kathy Griffin.
Oh, either one.
Yeah, Samantha Bee. I don't know Griffin. Which one's less funny. Which one do you guys think is less funny?
They'd be a lot more interesting naked.
No, they... Oh, my gosh. I do not want to see either one of them naked. No, those are two women I do not want to see naked. I mean, I guess Samantha Bee is more attractive
than Kathy
Griffin. I
could name a couple men I'd rather see naked.
Yeah, but I could name several. Gosh. You know, I was at an alumni event at my college several weeks ago, and there was one of the folks who was there in the 70s who was saying in a joke issue of the school's paper... they had run an article saying that one of the deans had shoved the president of the college off of a roof and that he died. And apparently what happened is the board of trustees got a hold of this and they thought it was real.
Oh,
and that this guy, so they were making all these phone calls like, I cannot believe this guy is dead. It's crazy. So like, in some respect, it could be art. I have no problem with like the speech. I think it's fucked up and that Kathy Griffin probably crossed a line. But you know what? It's speech. It's, I don't think she should have any like legal ramifications.
No, but
it.
She should have to deal
yes,
with.
If she could dish it out, she's got to be able to take it.
Exactly.
Right, because the only reason she lost people like that like her and she had a hard time with all this and her character was defamed or defamation of character, whatever the fuck you want to call it, is because people didn't like it.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the people's decision to not like you anymore.
See, that's the thing about defamation of character, though. It's not defamation of character if you
actually
did
something.
It.
I don't know if what she's calling it.
Yeah, she's already defamed her character by being herself. Yeah. That's about all the defaming we need.
I got to be honest with you. As I was going through the week and thinking about all this, one reoccurring theme kept popping up in my mind. And I'm thinking, all the shows I watch, even back to cartoons, why are all cartoon bunnies, female cartoon bunnies, so fucking sexy?
This week on Question of the Day, why are cartoon bunnies so sexy?
Yeah.
That's the question of the day.
That's, you know, it. What's funny? Playboys, the Playboy bunnies.
Yeah, it's always bunnies, and they're always really sexy.
Because the bunnies fuck a lot. They have a lot of children.
Right, so there's a couple things here, which is funny to me.
I mean, you name any cartoon with a female bunny.
Space Jam, nailed
sexy.
It. Yep.
I mean, let me ask you this. In response to that, when have you seen a bunny out in the yard not wanted to fuck it?
Well, bunnies in real life. That's where I was going with this, right? Bunnies in real life. No attraction to. You put them in a cartoon.
Speak for yourself.
And put a bun on their head, like Space Jam or what's the newest one? Like Zootopia or even...
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Well, that's the most popular
one. Framed Roger Rabbit? Well, I don't...
Bugs Bunny's wife.
Was there
whatever,
Bugs Bunny's wife? Babes or whatever her name was? Oh, Babs? Babs, maybe?
Yeah.
That's it.
She's fucking smoking.
Dude, all cartoon bunnies.
They're so sexy.
There's the other.
I mean, it's like ridiculous. They exude sexuality.
Sexy, yeah. Oh, big time. And I think really what it is.
What is the bunny?
To get down to the real.
Then you got the Playboy
the
bunny.
The real root of the issue here, it's that people want to fuck animals.
That is not the root of the
issue. I
think
that's really
that
where
it is. Not the official stance of this show.
I think it's just like a hidden psychological issue in society where people just want to fuck animals.
Maybe leftists.
At the end of the day.
Mm. Well.
I want to fuck like an animal.
If our country becomes more Muslim like the UK, there's going to be more really sexy goats out there.
So are they going to make cartoons with like goats?
Yeah.
In them
it's
going like
to be like, instead of Bugs Bunny, it's going to be like goats.
Eating tin cans.
I wasn't really going for that. I mean, I'm just... I think we could all agree that cartoon bunnies
are sexy, yeah. And I think
are
it's
sexy.
If you really want to talk about it, I think it's part of it was like Roach was saying is that bunnies, you know, they fuck a lot and, you know, they have a lot of babies and all that shit. So that's one part. The second part is they're really harmless creatures.
Little fluffy tails.
Yeah, they're fluffy. They're cute. Every time you see them, like, oh, little bunny. I never want to hurt that thing.
Did you ever see Monty Python and the Crest of the Holy Grail?
That's
that movie with that bunny?
And Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko, too.
Sexy bunny, dude.
Sexy
bunny. Sexy
fucking bunny.
Weird shit.
But yeah, I think that's part of it too, like that meek little animal that you just want to take care of and fuck the shit out of.
Right, really any animal.
Yeah, pretty much any animal.
Nice. All right.
Nice udders.
Oh yeah, suck on them udders. Get the milk out of them.
You want the carrot? Brings a whole new meaning to dangling the carrot in front of their face.
But yeah, so this whole thing happened. Oh, I you know, you guys are terrible, the two of you, at texting, but I sent something really funny. I think I'm going to post it on YouTube, so stay tuned. But I did a promotional video for the UK. You know how they do, like, those country promotions?
Like, come to the UK, visit us for a vacation.
Yeah, yeah, like, look at our gorgeous vistas and our elegant food and all
that.
Oh,
I saw that.
Look what we did to Tommy Robinson. Look at what happens if you videotape outside of a court. Like, that kind of thing?
No. No, okay. Like, a promotional video for a country
is
look at our beautiful vistas and all these gorgeous
things. And our dull knives.
Yes. And, the UK with this Tommy Robinson thing has been kind of crazy. Does anybody know where he stands right now? Has anybody seen where this is at?
He's in prison.
He stands in in prison.
He is in prison.
He still is?
They gave him 13 months. Yeah, I listened to the interview with his manager or agent or whatever he is on Crowder this week, or lawyer. I think it was his lawyer. Yeah, his lawyer was on Crowder this week.
He's in prison for reporting.
He is in prison for videotaping outside of a court. Islamic-like
rapist
who would...
There's rape gangs.
Yes, and child rape, nonetheless. And he was reporting on this outside of the court, and they told him to stop videotaping because he was videotaping all of the alleged rapists.
Well, I'll say...
He was causing a stir.
Well, right, but I'll tell you this.
He should not have been thrown in prison for videotaping outside of a court. Imagine if that happened in the U.S. It's not causing a stir.
Here's the thing. He's reporting. He's doing his job.
Being a reporter.
He's
showing what's happening.
And here's the difference between the U.K. and the U.S. For as much...
Freedom?
For as much fucked up as you can say that there's double... No, they do not.
No, they don't.
As much as there's double standards here... No, they don't. There's double standards here. There's double standards there, right? But one actually has a legal ramification for when you speak up against opposition. Mm-hmm. And one just has a social... Which they could both be detrimental, but the fact that that doesn't happen in the U.S., that you don't get arrested for doing your job and reporting on something, that the government can't even put a gag order on news agencies.
The left will tell you that Trump is attacking the media like no one before.
Well, whatever you could say.
I didn't mean freedom of speech, I meant freedom of the press.
It's limited. It's
whatever it is, he was
the government
can
issue decrees that say... You can't report on this, and that's actually what happened to Tommy Robinson.
They're trying to keep it quiet. They're trying to keep it quiet because they didn't want an anti-Muslim backlash in the UK because there was this group of Islamists who was raping children and grooming them to be raped. That's what the whole trial was about.
But the reason there was a gag order is because it's a continuous thing, and they don't want to... They want a certain narrative.
They should gag every last fucking one of those bastards until they die.
Great.
Lose your train of thought there.
Yeah, I lost the train of thought on that one.
All right.
So basically, you could go and say that there's bias or... I brought up a whole other subject, but I'm talking about how the difference between the UK and the US is that, yes, in the US, there's individual groups that have certain biases, and there's double standards, perhaps, in the media and in how your political leanings...
Like the double standards you talk about?
Yeah, you got double standards in your political leanings and your beliefs hold up.
Yes, in the U.S.
In the U.S. and in the U.K.
Yes, but in the U.S.
But in the U.S., you can have those and not get arrested. You can have those things that are taboo.
Right.
Yes, in the U.S. and still be reporting on those types of things that are considered taboo. But the government can't say, hey, you can't report on this because we want to set a particular narrative. In the U.K., they did it. Tommy Robinson got arrested for it.
Right.
He's just reporting the news.
Yes.
And then,
they
silenced the media.
On whatever they want.
And then they silenced the media.
So that's why something like this is important to point out that yes...
In the U.S.!
In the U.S.! Yes, in the U.S.!
Yes. Europe is heading in the wrong direction.
Right, but so is the U.S.
If we continue to follow in those footsteps,
Continue to follow those footsteps.
And they say we're about 7 years behind.
Well...
That's what they say. I mean, I've heard these theories.
Depends. Depends how the
U.K. hasn't had guns for much longer than 7 years now.
Well, they've had very strict gun
strict
control.
Strict gun control laws.
Right, right.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, I think we're...
You know what they
but
have? They
what
got
is
a bunch
ahead
of
and what is behind? I say we're still ahead by staying behind.
They got a bunch of fucking wankers.
Bunch of bloody wankers.
Bloody wankers. Well, I think this is the perfect time for Rich Pisano's new segment here called, Are You Fucking Kidding Me? And this week I'd like to touch a little bit on the topic we talked about last week.
I think bourbon sobers
in the
up.
National anthem. Does it? Well, maybe you put a lot of water in it. But so with the national anthem, we talked about last week, and Colin Kaepernick. So this week there's a news story that there's NFL players who are threatening to sit out the season until Colin Kaepernick is signed.
All right. You fucking kidding me?
To which I said, Are you fucking kidding me? Because anybody who fails to recall this, like last season.
He sucked.
Well, there is that. Well, he didn't play last season, but yeah, before that, he kind of did suck. But he was like a second string quarterback, like Tim Tebow level, like maybe second string. Maybe you could put him in if you need to.
He's the worst baseball player I've ever seen.
Who? Tim Tebow? that's a separate issue. And Tebow hits home runs and might make it to the Mets at one point, but that's not my point. We're talking about
baseball?
Kaepernick. Yes, you just said baseball player. What are you talking
about?
Talking
about Kaepernick.
Yeah, Kaepernick doesn't play baseball.
He's making
that's my point. Attempt. He doesn't even fucking play baseball. He can't even call him a baseball
does.
Player.
Hey, well, whatever.
It was a failed attempt of a joke.
So, yes. So, with Kaepernick, he was about to be signed by the Ravens. As the, remember this news story? As their second-string quarterback behind Joe Flacco. And Ray Lewis is...
Can't even hit a home run.
Yes, that also. Ray Lewis is has a big position in the Ravens front office, and they were about to sign him. And Ray Lewis, being a future Hall of Fame linebacker, you know, black guy, good guy, well, relatively, based on certain history, whether or not you think he was involved in a murder, but separate issue there. So they were going to sign him.
Who hasn't been?
And Kaepernick's girlfriend, like, decided to go off on social media. Yeah, social media. Yep. And like, said racist things against Ray Lewis, like, basically calling him an Uncle Tom or some ridiculous shit. And then Ray Lewis was like, fuck that. We're not signing Kaepernick. So that is why Kaepernick was not signed.
And nobody else wanted him.
Yeah, nobody else wanted him. I'm not dealing with this, you know. And you could say that, oh, you know, he can't control his girl thing. But, you know, if your girlfriend's tweeting that shit, that, I mean, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
So that is why he wasn't signed.
You fucking kidding me?
And, yeah. You fucking kidding me? So, you know what? Sit out if you want to sit out. Good. Go for it. It's Kaepernick's doing this to himself. Him, he, you know, wearing the stupid socks that say things, cops are pigs, yeah, yeah. And having a girlfriend tweet racist shit at Ray Lewis.
And he's not even good.
No, he's not. He's a subpar quarterback. Second, maybe third string. So, you know what? Go ahead. Do what you're going
to
do.
Well, to let one go on your back on that one.
Yeah. All right.
The Eagles are disinvited to the White House.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, because of the national anthem thing. But
yeah.
Trump's been disinviting a lot of championship teams from the White
House. They said something to Trump about how, you know, he's not welcome somewhere, yada, 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 or they're not going to this.
Double standard.
I think what it was, you got to disinvite him for. I think they said they're not going to go to the White House during whatever the fuck they're doing. I don't know enough about it. But, and then Trump says you're not invited.
It's like, you're fired. I quit.
Like, exactly. That's exactly
what
it was.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the White House often has a tradition of inviting championship teams to just come to the White House.
That's essentially what happened. I think the team was like, we're not coming anymore. We don't want to go. We don't want you. And he was like, you're fired.
He's like, good, we don't want you anyway. Yeah, it's like whenever somebody quits on Trump, he's like, good, you're fired.
He's like, you're fired. Trademark. Copyright.
Like half his cabinet.
Actually, you should just, if to all you supervisors and business owners out there, somebody's going to quit, let them quit.
Oh, yeah, it's way better.
Because it's way better for you.
You don't have to pay
anything. You don't have to pay.
You don't have to pay severance or anything.
Or severance, yeah.
Let them quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine people in today's world knows that at this point.
Well, I'm just letting them all know.
Well, thank you for that, Sal.
Yes, and remember, if you want to leave your job because you hate it, don't quit. Just wait to get fired, and then you could collect. Fun tip.
Yeah, that's also
a fun tip. That's a good tip.
Just you know what else is a fun tip?
Yes, I do.
That's all I got. Well, this has been another episode of Beers, Bourbon, and Banter. Join us again next week. We're going to talk about the monarchy, reinstitution of the monarchy.
We seem to say that we're going to talk about that every week, but we never really do. it's really nonsense. Unbelievable.
Check us out on Twitter. We're at Beers, Bourbon, B-O-U, Banter. And we're also on Facebook at Beers, Bourbon, Banter.
Twitter.
And our website, beersbourbonbanter.com.
Absolutely. Follow us. Check out all our past podcasts and listen to our crazy tweets throughout the week. And we will be back again next week. Thanks.
You could only listen to our crazy tweets if you have a voice to audio dictation device.
Thanks for joining us. And
it sounds good when narrator says it.
Did I say voice to audio? Did I say voice to audio?
I think you did.
I meant text to audio.
What you need is you need to go into the narrator.
Thanks a lot, bourbon.
Computer. It
sounds
hilarious.
Thanks a lot, mattress bourbon.
Thanks for joining us, and don't have double standards unless you have a son and daughter.
Let's go hit the mattress.